This is the Perspective Column, written for us by Todd Bugler. Scripture at the Center, God's Word in Faith Formation with Children and Youth. Layton, an eager third grader, held up his Bible for me to see. He said, "Look what I did," pressing it into my hands. The previous Sunday in worship, third graders and their parents came to the altar to receive a Bible, a pen, and a yellow highlighter. "The Bible is meant to be used," I told them, "so use it. And if you wear it out, we'll give you another one." I suggested they make notes in their Bibles and highlight verses that were meaningful for them. It seemed Layton had taken my instructions to heart. He highlighted John 1:1 and John 1:2 and John 1:3, and then he kept going, and his mother smiled and said we figured out what he was doing somewhere in the middle of the chapter 3, so we had him stop at John 3:16. I knelt to look in the eyes and said, "Layton, you did fantastic. You don't need to highlight everything, but you just keep reading, okay?" And I handed him back his Bible, and he grinned at me before heading to the fellowship hall to find a donut. The Scriptures sit at the center of our faith. It's within the Word of God that God's nature is revealed to God's people. Martin Luther said the Bible is the cradle that holds the Christ. We open the Scriptures for meaning and understanding, but encouraging people of all ages to read the Bible can be a challenge, and sometime during the faith formation process, often between Sunday school and confirmation, our perspective may pivot. Reading the Scriptures becomes less an experience of excitement, mystery, and faith, and more of an academic pursuit. We reinforce this when we treat the Bible as a textbook for learning rather than an immersive experience of God's great love. There's also a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is an exercise of the mind and its cognitive understanding, which is important when studying Scriptures, but knowledge can't be our only outcome. Beyond knowledge lies wisdom. Wisdom is an exercise of the mind and heart together. The wisdom of Scripture inspires people to take the experience of the head and the heart and move it into action. For children and youth to fall in love with reading and applying Scripture to their lives, we should shift away in the way we teach it. We can do several things to set the table for head-to-heart learning. We can use the Scriptures every time we meet. And reading the Bible is a faith practice that we must practice. In Sunday school, confirmation, and youth groups, you can integrate Scripture every time so it becomes an expectation. Have the group bring their own or provide some Bibles so they get used to navigating the book and understanding its structure. Then you can let go of the need to answer questions. We don't need to sound like experts. Instead, ask more questions. How do you hear this story? What do you think the person who wrote this would say to us today? What word or phrase stands out to you when you read this? Create space for the wisdom of your community to work, and then listen. And don't be afraid. Some passages are challenging and even difficult. Rather than engage these sections, we tend to read past them. But within these pinch points, we call them, we often grow the most. So don't be afraid to read and ask difficult questions. Young people appreciate the authenticity of struggling with challenging passages rather than always landing on easy answers. Also, engage the parents. Extraordinary Youth Ministry study published in 2003 showed that the faith of young people won't exceed that of their parents or primary faith mentors. Any lack of biblical engagement in young people mirrors that of their parents. And sometimes the best we can do for our children and youth is to engage parents' faith formation. And we can trust the Spirit. Ultimately, we don't form faith. That's the work of the Spirit. Our work is to create the space and culture where faith formation can happen. So before we engage this work and before we even begin to prepare, we pray for the Spirit to intercede in the lives of the young people with whom we work. There is a certain magic to being a third grader with your first Bible and a highlighter in hand. While we can't return to third grade, we can renew the spirit, passion, and energy with which we approach the Scriptures. We can learn to teach and to engage the Bible in new ways so that our children learn to rely on it from elementary school to high school and beyond. In Psalm 119:105, we're told, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." God's word illuminates our path and shows us how to lead faithful lives. Let's create space for God's light to do its work, and then boldly follow it.